Hope you're enjoying an amazing Thanksgiving. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome, everybody. You are listening to a little electronic dance music blended, melded, catalyzed off of some Native American music out of Canada. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to every one of you. We've got our second annual Dan and Maggie Thanksgiving Festivus for the best of all of us, to bring out the best of all of us. Dan, tell everybody again the group that we're listening to in this music on the in and outros.
So that was the Hallucini. Is my mic on?
Hang on. Let's make sure everybody can hear you. Now try again.
Hallucination. Oh,
yes,
yeah, there I am.
There you
okay,
are.
Yeah, Hallucination from Canada.
And they used to be called a pretty cool name.
A Tribe Called Red.
Which, I love me some Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
They probably were told to cease and desist with But Hallucination out of Canada.
I do like that.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Really great music. Hope you at home and in the car and wherever you are enjoying. Remember, I come to you from the WAUK 540 AM across all of southeastern Wisconsin. But you can hear me and all of the amazing talk show lineup from Civic Media on your favorite Civic Media radio local station that does some of our talk. And if you don't know what that is, go get yourself that free Civic Media app from your favorite app store and you can find your favorite local station, or you can just pick AUK and listen to me there. We also, of course, have the WAUK merch and all Civic Media radio station networks, their merch, all at the Civic Media store. You can find that by going to civicmedia.us. In the top right hand corner, there's a store. You can get you some merch. It is the holiday season. I recommend the AUK, but I might be a little partial to the southeastern Wisconsin vibe. I am from here. It is my home skillet. But again, all of your favorite stations merch all at the Civic Media merch store. Dan, I wanted to ask you this baseline question before we get into the importance of Native American History Month. It is the question that every non-Indigenous person wants to ask. An Indigenous person here in North America, at least in the United States, is, do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes.
However, it's not
complicated.
It's complicated because, and I think it's a good way of putting it. I think, so we do celebrate Thanksgiving. I think they're, depending on also the tribal nation as well, it's not lost on us what this day is about.
Right.
And what has gone on, but I think it also has took on a different meaning, mm-hmm, family to family in tribal communities, on the meaning of being thankful for something.
Yes.
And so, the answer that everybody was hoping for or was just curious about, yes, we do celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, and I think like so much in our cultural history in these United States of America, it's complicated,
mm-hmm,
right? And anybody that tells you it's not, either don't know or they're fibbing to you. And this, too, is complicated. On that same note, and I want to get into why Native American History Month is really important, but I got a couple of questions.
Ooh.
From our amazing callers who make me smarter every day, callers and texters. If you want to get in on the convo with Dan and I, you got questions. There's no wrong question except the one that goes unasked. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This from my good friend Cam in Appleton. I feel I'm pretty certain that I may be part First Nation. What is the recommended way to find out about that or to trace that? How would I go about knowing?
I mean, I think there's so many different ways that you can look to see what your family history is. I think 23andMe, and there's all these different
things.
That's
a good starting spot.
It's a good start, especially if, you know, there's a story within your family about some sort of Native American roots.
Yes.
I think that's a good way of really finding out where those roots might be, the tribal nation. And then the thing to keep in mind that tribes from across the country have really worked on their historical preservation piece. So you can reach out to any of these tribes just to learn more. But that's where you want to start, is kind of digging in with the family stories on where this, you know, the tribal roots might be, and then doing maybe 23andMe or doing some outreach. And then from there, reaching out to these tribes that have very robust historical preservation departments and learning more about the culture. That would be the best way of starting.
Thanks so much, Dan.
It's a good question.
Yeah, isn't it? Thanks so much, Cam. Always good to hear from you. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Steve texting in from the 608. Do any of the tribes have programs to teach non-Indigenous people about their culture and about tribal ways, especially if we might want to integrate some of those tribal ways and beliefs into our own lives? Thanks so much, Steve. What a thoughtful question.
That is a very, very good question. So they don't have any type of specific outreach per se. However, like, I'm going to use my tribe as an example. We have a library and museum that is open to the public.
Where is it, Dan?
It is on my reservation in Bowler, Wisconsin. And
can
so
we go on a road trip and like do a show from up there?
Yeah, I'm sure we could totally do that.
I am loving this idea.
And to go through, and you can see kind of the journey. The Mohican people came from the East Coast.
From the New Yorker.
Into where we're currently at in northern Wisconsin. So those are open to the public. Our powwows are open to the public as well. So going and learning about the regalia, the dancing, the drumming, the food. The food is the best. And so I think that's an easy way of really learning about the different Indigenous nations. I do want to point out as well, especially in terms of the public school education here in the state of Wisconsin, there's actually a mandate to teach on the Wisconsin Native American tribes here in the state. And so we have fourth graders learning about all of the tribes that are here, especially, you know, from the Oneida to the Menominee, the Ho-Chunk, Potawatomi. List can really go on. And so it's already integrated into our public schools as a mandated form of education.
It's about time.
It's about time.
By the way, Dan, is that CRT?
I mean, depending on who's asking, but no, CRT is a legal theory.
Yes. So just for the record, y'all, I want to get this real clear. If you don't know what CRT is, stop talking about it. Okay? Because CRT is a basically master's level, certainly only suitable for undergraduate, sort of analytical framework to assess systems, legal systems, especially in the United States. CRT has nothing to do with teaching kids accurate, fulsome American history.
And I do want to point out, too, there are different forms of CRT as well. So, for example, there is a tribal CRT that really focuses on the relationship between government, law, and the sovereignty of indigenous tribes.
Yes.
And so there are different forms of CRT, but what you hear, especially talking about American history, different cultural history, that is not CRT.
It's history.
It's history.
Which brings us to Native American History Month. Yes. Do you see how I did that there, Dan?
That was such a good tie-in. Props to you, Maggie. Love that.
Please, why is it? First of all, I think it's incredibly symbolic and very important that we celebrate Native American History Month in the month that we also celebrate Thanksgiving. Not an accident there.
No.
And just a note, callers, if you are there, Joe, I see you. We are going to get to you. But I did want to, Dan, start with this. Why is this month, why is it important for fourth graders, for everybody, especially in a place like Wisconsin, to be exposed to Native American or First Nation culture and history and to know a little bit about this?
The simple answer is, the perception is that Native Americans died a long time ago, that we're not here. We're not no longer thriving. But the reality is we're here. We are thriving and we are resilient people. We're more than just casinos.
Yes.
That's a big assumption right there, is that that's basically the only remnants of indigenous tribes that are here. So this month is a lot about understanding what got this people, what got us to where we're at now.
Yes.
And to respect the journey that got us here, but also to respect what we're doing in our country now.
Yes.
And I think that's so important. But the other flip side of this too is representation and the power of that. Native Americans represent less than 1% of the United States workforce. And so that representation is not there.
Yeah.
And when representation is not there, voices are lost. And so that's what this month is about, is to really celebrate this unique culture that is a race. There's people that believe that Native Americans are not a race. I've had discussions about this and I'd go back and forth on it. So I want to make sure that that's out there. But this month is about honoring and celebrating the rich culture of the tribes of this country. And that's important.
Couldn't agree more. Joe from Madison, Cardi's going to put you on because my mouse isn't working, so I can't do it. Let's open up the line. Joe from Madison. Cardi, can you? Oh, there we are. Joe from Madison. Thank you for your patience. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. What would you like to say or ask?
I would like you two to have a series of shows. This is a fascinating show, fascinating topic. And it is interesting to me that you said that now children in the state of Wisconsin are being given instruction about Native American heritage and the tribes within the state. I would argue that most of us out of school are pretty clueless about it, that we couldn't name the number of tribes that are here, and understanding that there are different bands within a tribe and what that means. Or the important question to me that is just so evocative and so it really tugs at my heartstrings is the idea that people within the Native American culture belong to two nations, and that they can be flying the flag of a Ho-Chunk equal to the United States flag. And that's not a political statement as in, I'm pushing this against you, but it is a statement of fact. They are members of two separate nations, and what that means in our state and how rich and how beautiful that is. I would encourage you guys to go around to the different reservations and do some shows. I think that would be just fascinating. And I would like to speak to you, Dan. I understand when you're talking about what gives you your lineage is blood. I know a friend who is a member of the Muscogee tribe, often called the Creek tribe in the past, and the membership there is completely based on a commission called the Dawes Commission that listed people who were members of what were called the five civilized tribes down in the South. So it isn't blood so much as can you find a grandpa, a great grandpa, a great grandma who was listed on that. So for you, Dan, I had one question. I'm overcome with questions. This is such a rich, important topic, and I'm so glad you're here to talk with Maggie about it. And I really hope that you can come again and again because there's so many questions to ask. My question is, can you talk, as we're looking at Thanksgiving, what that means to you to be a member of two different nations, the United States and your tribal nation? I'd be very interested. Thanks a lot, Dan, and thanks, Maggie.
The callers are better than anything I could ever do. Thank you, Joe.
We're kind of getting a little emotional
I know.
Here.
And there's some misty eyes in the studio.
That was beautiful. So to answer your question, what does that mean to be basically a member of two tribes, being an American and being an indigenous person? It's something that I haven't really thought about, you know, and I think that you know me pretty good. I can speak on a fly about some of these things, and it kind of takes you back to really pause. I think from the moment I was born, I've had my parents raise me to walk in two worlds, the Native world and the non-Native world. And understanding, you know, I was born with a privilege of having light skin, that I will never be racially profiled like my dad was raising two light-skinned kids. But also this being indigenous and having to uphold those cultural traditions of being an indigenous man and balancing the two. And so for me, it's that thankfulness of having a rich identity to be able to see things from many different angles, seeing it from the indigenous side, but also the non-indigenous side, and being able to bring those intersects together, which I think is so important in the conversation. It kind of also goes into the fact that people can be multiple races and identities, which we don't talk too much about. And given the most recent political cycle and the conversation, people get uncomfortable about that people can be multiple races.
And here's, I'll just jump in because we've got to do some business, but I just want to say this, what Dan is describing and what people who are members of two nations or have different identity groups, don't you want that full tapestry of what makes us American in these very deep ways. It is the intersection of culture, all of those things. That is the gift that it is to be American. Who wants to deprive their children of that? Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're on the line, stay there. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, y'all.